And so joining us now is Snapper John, M.D. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Hello, and how are you fellas doing this morning?
Well, just fine. We appreciate you joining us. We're just going to bounce some medical questions off of you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, what kind of doctor are you?
Well, I used to be an OBGYN, or sometimes called an FBS, but now I'm just a general practitioner.
You say what's FBS?
Oh, a front bottom specialist.
Sir, that is not an official doctor's title. Certainly seemed jovial anyway.
Well, Snapper John, M.D., the question that we have for you first, and it's what we've been talking about a lot for the last week on the show.
Sure, yeah.
The SARS question. What kind of a problem is SARS? I guess, first of all, what is SARS? Can you explain this disease to us?
That's a very good question. A lot of people have that question. SARS is a respiratory disease mm-hmm. that can be contracted by breathing in the expelled infected mucus of a Chinaman, for example. Or it can be gotten off a doorknob or a toilet seat in Vietnam or Taiwan, places like that. Well, and, of course, it can be transmitted anally.
That's so funny.
No, I'm teasing about that.
Well, see, I'm kind of concerned about it because, I mean, and I would think as a doctor you would be too. It's relatively new, and yet we have, you know, hundreds of people that have died from this.
Yeah, it is true. It's a very dangerous disease. Mm-hmm. The symptoms begin with a cough, and then it progresses to a more productive cough, and then it rapidly progresses to massive amounts of blood pouring out of your ears.
I don't know about that.
And then you also get horny for the General Kung Pao number 34 on your local menu. No,
are you just making up stuff?
Well, Snapper John, M.D., can you tell us if this whole SARS fear is overblown?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, of course, because it is overblown. There are not too many people worldwide that have died of SARS, and not too many people have contracted it, percentage speaking, that is.
Sure.
And there are many other diseases that are much more dangerous than SARS. Many of them, as a matter of fact.
Such as?
Like what?
Well, BARS kills over 3,700 people a year.
What is that?
BARS is a butt area rectal situation.
There is no such thing called BARS. And how would
sure
that?
Sure enough.
How would that kill you?
3,700 people. It's caused by a Chinaman coughing on an Indian's butt.
You just have to be making this stuff up.
And TARS kills about 3,600 people a year. Now that is taut areola reconstruction sickness.
Oh,
and that
God.
Affects mainly Filipino strippers.
3,600 die from that.
That's exactly right.
Well, and, I don't think we should laugh
course,
about it.
What we have to watch out for in the U.S. here is NARS.
What's what is NARS?
Nasal Amplified Regional Syndrome. Now, this is when the butt falls out.
I have never heard of any of these.
Yeah, and it's mainly spread by a karate chop from a horny Japanese living in San Francisco.
So just stay out of San Francisco and you'll be all right.
Right. And we also have cars, as you know. Everyone's heard of cars.
Well, that's what we drive.
No. I'm talking about the disease.
George, come on, be serious.
Sorry. Well, I thought he was talking about autos.
Not the automobile, no. cause is cancerous agitated renal sex. Now, this is
what?
This is when your face morphs into Lou Piniella's face when having sexual relations.
Oh, my gosh.
That's dangerous?
Very dangerous. The first symptom is you start overthinking runners in scoring position.
Well, you know, these guys have been giving me a hard time this morning because I have a cough, and it's not SARS, but
sorry to hear that.
Well, it's no big deal. I had a cold, and it's gone into a cough, but these guys are making a big deal about it, and in my opinion, they're kind of mocking SARS.
Hey, I got an idea. Can you diagnose George?
Well, I don't know. I guess I could try.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, George. Yep. First of all, you're wearing some loose-fitting clothing right now.
Well, yeah, I got khakis on and a shirt.
Good. All right, if you would for me, George, turn your head to the right. Can you do that?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, I'll turn my head to the right.
All right, I'll turn my head to the right. Okay.
Now, reach down and this is a little uncomfortable, but grab your scrotum.
I am not going to do that. There's people
George,
here
he's a doctor.
There's people here at Toyota.
Just do it.
Believe me, it's
just
medical.
Do it.
Okay, doctor, I'm doing that right now as we speak.
All right. Now then cough for me three times as hard as you can.
Three times?
Three times as hard as you can.
How's that?
Ooh. Very interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah? Well, do you think that I have SARS?
Well, I don't know if you have SARS, George, but isn't it fun to grab your balls early in the morning? No, I can't diagnose COVID. You'd have to come in. Anyway, you fellas have a good one.
All right, we'll
all right,
see
thank you.